Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I'm your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath. See it as it expands throughout your chest, moving in all directions, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to revitalize and rejuvenate you physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Continue to see the light as it enters every red blood cell that passes through your heart and your lungs, allowing for healing energies, life-giving energies, to enter into your bloodstream, moving throughout the body to every extremity, carrying life-giving energies with it. Continue to see this light as it now expands, fills the chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Continue to see this light as it flows into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing to your deeper breathing and the assimilation of your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, continuing to bring healing to these organs of digestion and assimilation. See the light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see the light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body that are concerned with reproduction and with elimination, giving you the courage, the wisdom, the strength to release all energy that no longer serves your highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Now see the light as it flows to your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health. This energy is aligning you with the universal forces of creation, bringing you into perfect harmony, perfect alignment. Continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords, to be given to Mother Earth, to reproduce, recreate something beautiful. Continue to see the light that is within your body as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath until it fills your body so completely that it begins to move through your pores and now surrounding you in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow this light to contain all of the colors, all of the spectrum of the rainbow, of this third dimension, allowing for the healing of the mind, body, spirit complex. Allow your cells and tissues to absorb the colors that are needed to bring you into perfect balance. Allow any part of you, physically, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally, to absorb the colors that bring perfect balance. To allow the music within you to be clearer, more vibrant, more profound, more aligned, more harmonic. And now see this light as it spreads throughout the space, the room that you are in, feeling this space with healing energies, allowing for perfection and healing and harmony and oneness and love and forgiveness. Allow any individual, any life form that passes through this energy to become perfectly aligned with it, bringing this entity into highest vibrations of light and love. Continue to see your light as it passes through any walls, any obstructions very easily, moving out into your greater environment. Continuing to spread this healing love light, this balancing, harmonizing energy out into your greater environment, bringing all entities who desire to be in perfection, in perfect alignment, in harmony, in joy, in love, in forgiveness, in oneness, to come into complete harmony with this energy, unifying its light with our greater light. Allow this energy to continue to spread until your entire town, village, city is filled with healing light, healing, rebalancing, and raising in vibration all living things this light comes in contact with. Continue to see this light as it spreads throughout your state, your country. Again, unifying, strengthening, harmonizing, bringing greater love, greater peace, greater oneness. Continuing to spread throughout our world, throughout our planet, unifying our light wherever we are, eliminating the illusion of separation and allowing for oneness, allowing for our hearts, our minds, our bodies to be in perfect alignment with source energy, raising us all in perfection and the vibration of love, allowing for oneness throughout our planet, peace, healing, and the abundance allowed to flow, allowed to heal, to be spread to each and every being, to give it whatever it needs to be brought into perfection with this light. And now see our lights as they join together, as we move deep into Mother Earth, carrying our light love energy to our subterranean family, reuniting our light with our family that lives below the surface of our planet. We engage in healing and love and peace and forgiveness and the increase in all of our light and love energy. Allow our lights to join together as one, to be raised in vibration and healing and love and peace. Continue to see our lights as they expand and move out into the atmosphere that surrounds our planet, dissolving all energies that are within the earth, on the surface of the earth, or around the earth, that no longer serve our highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally, dissolving any thought forms, vibrations, frequencies of any kind, and removing them easily. Continue to see our light as it expands out into our universe, our galaxy expanding out and connecting with our galactic family. Continuing to expand this light and grow it in brightness, in harmony and peace and love and reunion and thanksgiving. Continue to see this light as it expands throughout the multiverse, connecting with all life, connecting with ourselves once again, being reminded that we are the light, we are one, and we are source. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me. Wow. That one was pretty deep, almost lost consciousness. I'm here with you And I had to catch myself. Wow. All right. I know sometimes it's hard to come back from those. Very powerful. Thank you for all of you joining in with that very powerful meditation. Okay, so let's receive our direct guidance from Spirit through our Sacred Path readings at this time. These messages may or may not resonate with you, and that is fine if they don't. Just allow yourself to know that you are hearing this for a reason. Sometimes they resonate later, and you'll remember what you were told. So today's Sacred Path readings are for the people of the Elemental Clan of Water, the Frog Clan. In episode 31, titled Sacred Numerology, we gave an overall reading for this clan and all other clans as well. So today we will go over the highlights of that reading for your clan, Frog People, and then we will give a message to each one of you. We again are activating our transformation through these readings. Our intention is to assist everyone listening to find your soul path and to begin to walk on it daily. So these readings can help guide you in your daily walk over the next 5 weeks or 5 months. And what I am seeing, because we are now in our second round of five, is that these messages are continuing. So it seems as though this is the energy for us for the next 5 months. There is definitely the same challenges taking place. And in some cases, they have flipped with your rebalancing or the energies that can harmonize you. So the challenge is also the remedy. And I find that very interesting. So as we go forward, we'll discuss that a little more because it happened with a few of you. So we are working with our elemental forces to harmonize them and to bring them into balance. And we do this through becoming conscious of them. We are composed of all of the elements. And that is what makes us the fifth element. So remember that our physical incarnation is about learning to overcome our challenges. That's why we come here. That's why we incarnate here on planet Earth. Because there's something that we desire to learn to overcome. And through applying this knowledge that we are sharing with you on this show, it will assist you in navigating your awakening. Now, this application of information will help you develop yourself spiritually. All challenges are here to help you become a better person, a more evolved soul, because you are definitely a spirit energy, a soul energy. You are not physical. This is the illusion. And all of your challenges are only in your life because you have asked for them, either consciously or unconsciously. Sometimes it's your higher self that gives you these challenges because your individual spirit has asked to come here to learn something. So your higher self steps into your life to give you more challenges. And then it's up to you how you move through them, how you learn from them, how you grow from them. Your challenges are never in your life to destroy you or to harm you. They are always there to make you stronger, to make you a better person. So remember that you are the creator of your experience. And I know that is hard for some people to believe, because they may be experiencing something they don't want to be experiencing. But that is because you have become unaware that you are the creator of your experience. So you are creating through vibration, through frequency. And this is what we are attempting to help you, to regain that knowledge of how to bring your vibration, your frequency back into balance. And so you can step into your power and reclaim your life. Now, this shift in your consciousness will transform your life, I guarantee you. We must begin to live conscious lives. See, when you live unconsciously, then you create things that you don't want to live. But when we begin to live consciously and become aware of who we really are, then we take our power back. And this is the desire of the ancients, of our ancestors, who left these amazing teachings for us for this time that we would be incarnated on this planet. For us to remember that the outer world is simply a mirror of what is happening within us. And once we break the illusion of separation, then we will become free. So let's have a quick review of the reading for the Frog Clan that we received in episode The Sacred Numerology. For more details on all the clans, please go back and listen to that show, Sacred Numerology. The challenge for the clan of water has the vibration of the number 5, which again is about transformation. And just as I said earlier, it is very interesting now that we're in the second round of these readings and we're getting the same cards. I am shuffling an entire deck of these Sacred Path cards and seem to be pulling the exact same cards every time. So that is when you know that the energy is very strong, the energy is very clear, and that definitely this is the challenge for humanity at this time. And we seem to be sharing these lessons with one another, which only makes sense. So when we think about it, humanity is composed of 4 clans. And within those 4 clans, you have 3 groups of people. And so there's 12 groups of people that make up humanity. In a larger sense, of course, we are a multitude, a variety of these different people, because we are composed of many aspects. But you can see the theme that's playing out. So I'm going to go through these and share them with you. And I want you to be conscious, if you've been following this show, how these messages keep repeating. And maybe that is the way that Spirit is trying to show us that we need to pay attention more. We really need to be listening to what they're trying to share with us. So this is the challenge, Frog Clan. You have the vibration of the number 5. You must create something new in your life. This was your overall clan reading. You need to use the gifts and talents to create fertility. And this is powerful because you received the card number 14. And this is the number of Taurus in the Sacred Tarot. And so this is all about fertility, regeneration, and temperance. Temperance is self-restraint. You're also being told that abundance and good fortune are ready to enter into your life, Frog Clan. But you must start planting seeds for your future. Some people are just allowing the winds of life to blow them around, and they're not planting seeds for their future. Without vision, you shall perish. These are words from the ancients. So remember that. Begin to plant seeds. Begin to write some goals down, some things you're looking forward to. And this is your challenge, Frog Clan. Now, your soul advice, a remedy, had the vibration of the number 9. 9 is about endings and completions of cycles. Your higher self is saying that it's time to loosen up and start creating what you want in your life. Use your wisdom and good judgment to guide you through any obstacles. And it's time to let go and move on to something better. Let go of that which no longer serves you. And that most certainly has been a message for all of us throughout these readings. Now, the skunk is teaching you that by walking your talk and by respecting yourself, you will create a position of strength and honored reputation. When your sense of self is intact, you do not need to be a bully or to intimidate others. Your inner power and strength is seen by how you carry yourself. The words that represent the skunk best are respect and reputation. Now let's move through the cougar. This is your reading. You are composed of water and your secondary element is earth. You were born between February 19th and March 20th. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 20. And this again has been a repeating number for all of us. The number 20 is ruled by the moon and it equals 2. 2 plus 0, of course, is 2. This is about creating stability. It also could have something to do with relationships. This is the same as the snake people in the last reading. Your challenge is that you must begin to speak your truth. And again, this is for the cougar people who may be more silent naturally. It is time for you to speak your truth and follow your inner guidance. This is a challenge for you. You can and will overcome your challenges, whether they be of a spiritual nature or in the physical world. Your prize for doing this is harmony and balance restored in your life. You are assured a personal victory. But you must honor yourself at this time, cougar people, and be grateful for your blessings, whether you can see them or not. Because remember, this was the number 20, which is ruled by the moon. And the moon makes things very murky. You're unable to see clearly. So whether you can see your blessings or not, just give thanks for them because you most definitely are blessed if you're able to hear this message. Your success will come through forward movement and doing the right thing. You must be true to yourself. If you can do this, cougar people, you will be rewarded for staying on the sacred path. Your remedy has the vibration again of the number 2, and it comes through the number 11. This is indicating mastery over something at this time. And again, this was a message that you received before. So we are repeating this. It's about creating stability in your life, cougar people. Now, this is your remedy. You must use the wisdom that is coming into your life. You must show gratitude for your gifts in order to move forward. The wisdom that is coming your way is showing you how you can experience life in a bigger way. And that experience will create a knowing, and that will become your truth. You are learning lessons that will increase your sense of self-worth, and this knowledge will serve you for the rest of your life. Again, this message is repeating for you, cougar people, so take heed. Now for the flicker people, you are composed of water and your second element is air. You were born between June 21st and July 22nd. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 18. And this was very interesting because number 18 in the sacred tarot is ruled by Cancer. And guess what? Cancer is the flicker people. So you drew your own card. 9 is about completions. 1 plus 8 is 9. So you are completing a cycle at this time. The universe is letting you know it's time to let go of something and move on to better things. This is about a unification and finding wholeness within yourself. Remove discord from your life in order to grow. Don't take on issues of others when their discord is due to their own lack of unity within themselves. Focus on creating new beauty and abundance in your life. Keep your eyes on the goal, flicker people, and feel your feet as they walk on the sacred path. The remedy for you has the vibration of the number 30. And again, 3 plus 0 is 3. And this is ruled by Libra, according to our sacred tarot. This is the unveiled Isis, which means Libra is able to see, and that's why she is able to bring justice. And this is where you begin to step into your power. This is definitely where you step into your power, flicker people. So this is your remedy, that you must begin to see what might be hard to see, but that is where your power is. That's where you find your balance. Now, the three represents also an unstable energy, and this is why partnerships are so important for Libra. And this is why you need to be looking for your divine partnerships, Flicker people, in order to help give your ideas more stability. You need more passion in your life. So remember, that means in all respects of your life. It is time to work on the fire that burns within you. You need to build a stronger connection to the element of fire in order to increase your energy. Burn candles, sit in front of a fireplace, or whatever you have to do to reconnect to the element of fire. This is your remedy. It will help you regain spontaneity in your life and increase your passion. See where your Mars is in your birth chart, which house it falls in, and this will tell you where your innate passion is in your life. It will most certainly be connected to the things of that house. Try burning a candle and meditating on this, and this will help you reconnect to the spark within you, Flicker people. Now for the Snake people. You are composed of water, and your second element is fire. You were born between October 24th and November 21st. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 14, and this again is the energy of Taurus. It's about fertility. It was part of your overall clan reading. The number 14 is about regeneration and temperance, which is self-restraint. You are being told that abundance and good fortune are ready to enter into your life. This is Snake people. This is a challenge for you because it is time for you to start planting seeds for your future as well. Excuse me. In order for these things to come into being. Now, this for Snake people can also be a challenge because Snake people are ruled by that water and they have the freeze up moon, which can keep them from moving forward. So it's time for you to move forward, to let go of what no longer serves you. 14 equals 5 is ruled by Jupiter. According to the Sacred Tarot, this is also an indication of an expansion happening in your life. Your challenge seems to be your inability to allow your blessings to flow, Snake people. So in order for you to do this, you must have self-restraint. That is the temperance. You need to get out of your own way, Snake people. Your remedy has the vibration of the number 20. Again, this is ruled by the moon. And you see what I'm saying about everybody sharing the same energies here. This is about creating stability. And remember, the moon does not allow you to see clearly. It's not the sun. And the number 2 is ruled by Virgo, which is the veil Isis. So the veil Isis does not see clearly. So you are not seeing things clearly here. In order for you to find a remedy, you must remove the veil. You must begin to speak your truth and follow your inner guidance. You can and will overcome your challenges, whether they be of a spiritual nature or in the physical world. Your prize for doing this is harmony and balance restored in your life. You are assured a personal victory, but you must honor yourself at this time and be grateful for your blessings, whether you can see them or not. Your success will come through forward movement and doing the right thing. You must be true to yourself, Snake people. You must be true to yourself. And if you can do this, then you will be rewarded by staying on the sacred path. Now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on the vibration of your name and your compatible numerology. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Okay, so we talked about the power name numbers in our last episode, and today we are going to take a look at the compatibility of numbers. I suggest that you grab that pen and paper because you're going to want to know. So you found out that your power name number revealed a lot about your character. And we found this number by using the modern way of deciphering letters to numbers, by A equaling 1 and B 2 and so on up to the number 9. And then we repeat that until all the letters have a number value. This is the system that we used, which is a modern day system of numerology. But I wonder if any of you used the ancient chart that I gave you a few episodes ago. You would have found that your name would come up with a different value depending on how it is spelled. And that will give you a different name number value as well. For anyone who is lost at what I am talking about, please go back and listen to my earlier episodes on numerology so that you can follow along with us. You can always find our older episodes in the archives on Om Radio or by going to my website at awakenthehealing.com. And you can also find us on iHeartRadio. Just search Navigating the Awakening. And there's many other platforms as well, but those will get you there quickly. Okay, so today we are finding our vibrational matches according to our power name. And this tells you that there is great power within your name. So now we are going to compare your energy vibration with another person by using their name. And remember, always use the name that they or you are called by. Because if your name is Susan, but you use the name Sue, then you need to break down Sue. You can always do the formal name as well if it's different. But if you don't use that name, then it's more like dormant power. But it's still important to know, especially if you are going to get married to someone or go into business with someone or something important like that. All right, so now let's get to it. Power name number 1, the highlights of your character traits. You possess a strong desire to be the best. You can be very critical of yourself, and you hold others to a high standard as well. You want to bring out the best in everyone around you, and you don't like being controlled. This is power name number 1. Your natural match. Everybody is going to have a natural match. You're going to have compatible numbers, and you're going to have challenging numbers. And some of you will have neutral numbers as well. So your natural match numbers for power name number 1 are 1, 5, and 7. 1, 5, and 7, natural matches. Your compatible numbers, you're very compatible with 2, 3, and 9. Your challenging numbers are 4 and 6. And your neutral number is 8, which means you're neutral with 8, okay? Doesn't fall really on either side. It's a neutral number. So your power name number 2, the highlights of your character traits. You possess a powerful heart connection to what you do. You do business with your heart, and whatever you do in life has to be something that you believe in. You enjoy working with others. You are true partners who want to support the people around you. Of course, when you are in balance, and you can intuitively pick up on others' feelings. Number 2 is very good at this. Your natural match numbers are 2, 4, and 8. You're compatible with 1, 3, 6, and 9. Your challenging numbers are 5 and 7. And you have no neutral numbers. So again, your natural match numbers are 2, 4, and 8. You are compatible with 1, 3, 6, and 9. And your challenging numbers are 5 and 7. This is power name number 2. Okay, now for power name number 3, the highlights of your character traits. You can be a great communicator. You can be called to teach, to do work in radio or in broadcasting of some kind. You can also be a writer or a counselor. This energy encourages you to express yourself, the energy of the number 3, the vibration of 3. These people can be witty and they enjoy a good laugh, okay? Your natural match numbers are 3, 6, and 9. Power name number 3. natural matches for you, 3, 6, and 9. You are compatible with 1, 2, and 5. Your challenging numbers are 4, 7, and 8. And you have no neutral numbers. Again, natural matches for you, 3, 6, 9. Compatible numbers, 1, 2, and 5. Challenging numbers for you, 4, 7, and 8. No neutral numbers. Now, I want you all to pay attention to the people that you are challenged with, the energies, the characteristics that are a challenge for you. And then look to see the other people around you, the other power name numbers, and how they also correlate with these numbers. It's very interesting. Just compare them and look over this. And I hope you had an opportunity to do that last week, because we had a replay last week. Power name number 4, highlights of your character traits. You possess a logical mind. You always want to know what the plan is. You seek knowledge. And once you learn a skill, you can show someone else how to do it. You can be abrasive, so use caution with your words. You tend to overthink things, but generally you are responsible and very direct. This is power name number 4. And some of you have asked, do we just take the first name, or do we take the first name and the last name? If you're a person who likes to be called by your entire name, then you need to use the first name and the last name. Remember, first do a chart with your full name that you use, whatever that is. And then you can do a chart with your birth name. But however you call yourself, that is how you want to write your name and then find the number values for it. Okay? So power name number 4, your natural match numbers are 2, 4, and 8. You are compatible with 6 and 7. Your challenging numbers are 1, 3, 5, and 9. And you have no neutral numbers. Again, for power name number 4, your natural match numbers are 2, 4, and 8. You are compatible with 6 and 7. Your challenging numbers are 1, 3, 5, and 9. And what that means is that you will have a challenge with someone who has the vibration of 1, 3, 5, or 9. Same thing for everyone. When you see that challenge, your characteristics, your character traits will begin to clash. There'll be a challenge there. Okay, and you have no neutral numbers. So power name number 5, the highlights of your character traits. You possess a dynamic personality with lots of high energy. You are fast thinkers, and you always have lots of ideas. You must have the ability to come and go freely. And if you're in a relationship with a number 5, power name number, then you cannot hold them back or they will exit the relationship. You do not like being controlled, and you love to celebrate life. You have to let these people be happy people. All right, so power name number 5, your natural matches are 1, 5, and 7. You are compatible with 3 and 9. Your challenging numbers are 2, 4, and 6. And your neutral number is 8. And this is almost exactly the same as the number 1, which I found interesting. You're neutral with number 8 as well. So let's read that again. For power name number 5, your natural match numbers are 1, 5, and 7. You're compatible with 3 and 9. Your challenging numbers are going to be 2, 4, and 6. And your neutral number is 8. Okay. Power name number 6, highlights of your character traits. You hold a powerful magnetic vibration. You care about how you look. And there's nothing wrong with that. You have a very powerful, responsible energy. You need to learn how to ask for help. Power name number 6. because you want to do it all yourself, because you don't think other people are going to do it right. You need to stay positive. This is very important for you. And you are good at damage control. And that's one of the reasons why you need to stay very positive, because you will draw people to you who have a lot of issues. And you need to feel useful. So that is one of the reasons why you draw people to you who have a lot of issues, because you need to feel useful and you'd like to help people with their problems. But you need to stay very positive and don't take on other people's issues. Now, your natural match numbers are 3, 6, and 9. This is for power name number 6. Natural match numbers 3, 6, and 9. You are compatible with 2, 4, and 8. Your challenging numbers will be 1, 5, and 7. And you have no neutral numbers. Again, your natural match numbers are 3, 6, and 9. You're compatible with 2, 4, and 8. Your challenging numbers are 1, 5, and 7. Okay, so let's move on to power name number 7. Moving along, power name number 7, people are very interesting. Love them, love them, love them. These are our mystics. Okay, so the highlights of your character traits. You do not like people to know everything about you. You are a mystery within yourself. You do not like to reveal yourself completely to others. You are a great observer. You're the one who likes to sit in the back of the room and watch the crowd. You are naturally in tune with your intuition, and you often have very great insights. When you speak, it is very powerful. You are very good with animals, and you can become a very profound spiritual teacher if you allow yourself to grow knowledge and wisdom and begin to teach. So your natural match numbers, this is power name number 7. You're a natural match to numbers 1, 5, and 7. You are compatible with the number 4. Only one compatible number. Challenging numbers for you are many. 2, 3, 6, 8, and 9. And you have no neutral numbers. So again, for power name number 7, your natural match numbers are 1, 5, and 7. You are compatible with number 4s. The challenging numbers for you are 2, 3, 6, 8, and 9. So you see why I say number 7s are interesting people. They have a lot of people they have challenges with. And that's okay. That's okay. We're just made up of different things. Now, power name number 8. Highlights of your character traits. You possess a strong, opinionated attitude with very specific thoughts on what needs to get done. You take pride in your appearance, and you like nice things in life. And there's nothing wrong with that either. You are not necessarily materialistic, but number 8s have to be cautious of that because they can become materialistic. But you want the best things in life, and that's fine. You must avoid going negative, number 8s, because you hold a lot of power to create your reality. You are very dependable and very direct. These are our number 8s. These are our mastermind business people. They can be very powerful business people, but they can also use that energy to create many different things. Because number 8s, we're going to learn this again, the numbers and the way these symbols look and what they stand for. But when you look at the 8, it is reaching up into the heavens and bringing the energy down to the earth. And so it's an infinity upright. And that is the power of number 8. When you tap into the vibration of this number, which we call 8, then it is the vibration, that energy is flowing constantly from the higher realms back into the physical world. So you are manifestors, your natural manifestors. And again, you can find this number 8 in other aspects of your numerology. We're just looking at the power name number at this time. Now, your natural matches are 2, 4, and 8. You are compatible with the number 6. Your challenging numbers are 3, 7, and 9. And you are neutral with the numbers 1 and 5. So again, for power name number 8, your natural match numbers are 2, 4, and 8. You are compatible with the number 6 people. Challenging numbers for you are 3, 7, and 9. And your neutral numbers are 1 and 5. Okay, so let's go for power name number 9. Very good. Highlights of your character traits, number 9 people. You care for the people around you. You are a compassionate person who wants the best for the people you love. You can say some very wise things when you choose to speak, and you have the strength and power to change the world. You are always looking for divine partnerships to assist you in changing the world for the better. Your natural match numbers are 3, 6, and 9. You are compatible with numbers 1, 2, and 5. Your challenging numbers are 4, 7, and 8. And you have no neutral numbers. Again, this is for power name number 9. Your natural match numbers are 3, 6, 9. You are compatible with 1, 2, and 5. Your challenging numbers are 4, 7, and 8. And you have no neutral numbers. So these are giving you just a little idea, just a sample, because right now we've only deciphered the power name number. Next week, we'll go into a couple of the other ways to find your numerology. And then these are all in play. So everything that is compatible will always be compatible. What are natural matches will always be natural matches, no matter what we're looking at. And whatever is a challenge is always a challenge. It's that number. It's the number that we're looking at, the vibration, the frequency that it is carrying that will give you that challenge. So I hope that this information can help you when you are looking to go into business with someone. If you are looking to get married, it is so important that you do your numerology if you're really serious about somebody, so you can just have an idea of where your challenges will be. And we'll go over that again next week. We'll look at some different ways for you to find these different numbers. And again, just generally in life, if you're working with people and you wonder why somebody rubs you wrong, you can just look up their name, do their numerology, and you can see why they rub you the wrong way. It's just your vibrations are unlike and the frequencies do not match. And then that becomes a challenge. So I have to say personally that all of my charts I've ever done with anyone I've done them with have been absolutely correct. To be very honest with you, they've been very correct. So I already knew ahead of time where my challenges would be. It just gives you a great way of preparing for what's coming in the future. All right. I thank you all again for joining me today, this amazing show. Please tune in next week as we continue our discussion on numerology and the sacred tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.